Each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
At Advance Auto Parts, great deals on the parts you need are your Advance Advantage. And this is a plug for spark plugs. Get it? Plug for spark. Anyway, Advance has the right price and selection of OE quality spark plugs from brands like Denso, NGK, and more. Plus now save $1 instantly on premium Autolite Iridium spark plugs. That's up to $8 in instant savings. That'll put a little spark in your budget.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
At the Home Depot, get 1 gallon ornamental grasses for $4.88. They're easy to maintain and create a beautiful focal point. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store for details.
Hi there, Frank Opinia. There's this great misconception that a lot of people have out there about who is it that needs a financial advisor. And I think a lot of people think, well, if you have a lot of money, if you're really wealthy, if you win the lottery, you need somebody to advise you what to do with that money. That is not true. That's not who. In fact, I have to tell you, you have $300 million. You don't need anybody's advice. Just put it anywhere. Just even if it draws no interest, doesn't earn anything, you'll never run out of money. You know who needs a good financial advisor? Most everybody. And the smartest people and the most of the people who go to financial advisors aren't multimillionaires. They like to become multimillionaires, and in some cases they do. Most people just want to be comfortable. They want to be secure. They want to have independence financially. That's what Mark Rudin and Jason Becker will help you do. They're with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you have $25,000 or more, you might want to hear what they have to say about what you're doing with that money and what they think maybe you ought to be doing. Meeting costs you nothing. All you have to do is call them. All the information is at their website, markandjason.com.
This is the Big 550 KTRS, the Friday edition of the large morning show in the afternoon. This portion of the show brought to you by Oric, with 7 locally owned Oric home centers throughout the St. Louis area. Worth visiting when you're looking for a vacuum cleaner, or see their website for some of the samples of their wares. I like that word. You can go to O-R-I-C-K, Oric.com. I'm Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and now here to talk movies for the weekend and what's going on concert-wise as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, yes.
Hello, Joe. How are you today?
Paul Harris, I'm doing great despite the mugginess. I'm doing great.
I know we have a couple of big movie openings this weekend to talk about on the show today.
Yes, sir.
Before we do, you know that there's a new Superman movie, Man of Steel, coming out. What's the release date on that, Joe? Do you know?
I don't know the exact release date.
Two or three weeks?
Yes, we're about 2 or 3 weeks away from Man of Steel.
Okay. They are doing as many sponsored cross promotions as possible, and I know that this that I'm going to share with you now is one of those sponsored cross promotions. We don't get any money from the movie company or the company that's involved in sponsoring it, whose name I'm going to try to avoid saying here.
Okay.
But it's a company that makes shavers. Because in this new Superman movie, which I haven't seen yet, but as I understand it, at the beginning of the movie, Superman has a beard. And somebody very smart said he has a beard at the beginning. He doesn't have a beard later in the movie. How does Superman shave?
Which I've been wondering for a long time myself, especially in Superman 4, where the strand of his hair was holding up a giant, like, 16-ton thing. I'm like, who cut the hair? I mean, if that hair is going to hold up 16 tons,
right,
who cut it?
And I think it's a great, great question. So, in this sponsored promotional thing that they're doing online, they went to Adam Savage and Jamie Hyneman, the Mythbusters, to have them try to come up with the answer. They went to Bill Nye, the Science Guy, to have him try to come up with the answer. They went to Mayim Bialik, who plays Amy Farrah Fowler on The Big Bang Theory, and who, by the way, has a PhD in neuroscience. I didn't know that. She plays a neuroscientist on the show. She actually is one. She's a brain scientist in real life as well. And they also went to Kevin Smith, The guy who made Clerks and Jersey Girl and...
basically one of the king of the nerds.
And Chasing Amy.
Comic Book Men, I think, is on AMC after Walking Dead.
Yeah, he owns a comic book store. He's really into comic books. And if you go to this website that they have set up, howdoesheshave.com, you can see the videos of these various people. And I want to share with you Kevin Smith's, because I think it's really, really clever.
Hi, I'm Kevin Smith, comic book aficionado, comic book store owner, comic book man, and a guy who loves Superman. How does he shave? How does the Man of Steel shave? Question's been asked since we were little kids, man. 1986 in the Man of Steel miniseries, Superman uses his heat vision off of a little mirror in his hand going ding, 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 and just burning each hair off singly. I didn't buy it then. I don't buy it now. I think there are better theories to look at. Other people have suggested a kryptonite razor, as if that's simple. Would you shave with death, ladies and gentlemen? Of course not. So we do away with the laser mirror, and we also do away with the kryptonite razor, and we start in reality. Comets to the face. Flies up into space, bam, lets it hit him in the face, bam. You take a few comets to the face, they're going to take it off in big chunks. So this is possible, scientifically possible, but I don't think that's it. Magic. Superman has a vulnerability to magic. He would have to study the dark arts, summon demons. Superman doesn't do that sort of thing. He would never unlock a door to an otherworldly realm with malevolent forces. So I'm going to rule out magic. Fortress of Solitude, Kryptonian technology, came from the same place as Superman. All he has to do is go to the doors, let them close on a strand. Boink. Very time consuming. That's the only problem. You know how many natural disasters are happening while he's just like, hold on, I gotta get rid of this sideburn. This, hands down, my favorite theory, the one I stand by, stake my reputation on. In every incarnation of the Superman story, comic books, movies, the latest movie, Man of Steel, Superman comes to Earth in a rocket from Krypton. His parents place him in, and goodbye, my son. And off he goes through space, lands on Earth. He's adopted by the Kents and whatnot. Sooner or later, Clark's like, what's with the spaceship in the garage? And they're like, you're from another planet, Clark. So my theory is this. If it's Kryptonian, it lasted through a galactic trip from Krypton all the way to Earth. All Superman has to do is go over, bang, he just takes a piece off, and boom, you've got something that's sharp enough from a different planet, and you could take it right off, take it right to the skin. What could hurt a Kryptonian? Something from Krypton. The Kryptonian rocket that brought Superman to Earth theory. How's the Man of Steel shave? What do you think? See, all the theories...
So anyway, that's Kevin Smith's answer to that on that website, which I think is pretty good.
I think I know exactly how Superman accurately shaves.
Okay, good. Let's hear it.
Thanks to a movie that I believe was much better than a lot of people give it credit for, I say Superman shaves using the nails on the ends of his fingers.
Just scrapes it right off?
You ever seen the movie Hancock with Will Smith?
No.
That is how that character shaved. He was a superhero, impenetrable by anything on our planet. Uh-huh. So when it came time to shave, you see him in the mirror just kind of doing his thing, and he just scratches his face, and that's how he shaves. I'm like, that's genius. Because it's his own parts. He's creating.
Yeah, because his fingernails would be indestructible as well.
See? Yes.
How does he cut his fingernails? Bites them off?
If he's... Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Mm. What if he cut his face?
Well, with he would heal right away, obviously, man. Because, you know, he could... Who? What, are we really going to have a superhero superpower shaving debate?
Yes. And that's today's superhero shaving debate, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoy it. I think it's very clever cross-promotion that they're doing with with this company whose name I won't say. But I just thought I'd share that with you. Now, you mentioned Will Smith.
Yes, I did.
Let's talk about his new movie, After Earth, which opens today.
Yeah, After Earth, out today. Ian, what was the name of that TV show where Will Smith started rapping again?
Graham Norton.
All right, so on the Graham Norton show...
It's a BBC America show.
And it's made a lot of rounds on YouTube.
Yeah.
Will Smith and his son come out, and they ask him, oh, have you guys decided to do a little rap career together or anything like that? No, no, we're not ready to do that yet. Well, will you rap for us? And then spontaneously, of course, they rap for them. All I'm going to say is that Will Smith providing the beatbox for his kid to rap sounds like a cute idea until his kid starts rapping.
Yeah.
And it was horrific.
Yeah. Really?
That is my metaphor.
Is it bad enough we could use it as punishment music for the challenge today? If
you find it? Maybe. Yes, it might be.
Okay.
The best part about this is that out of nowhere, Will Smith starts taking over and starts rapping just by himself. He brings out DJ Jazzy Jeff. The place goes nuts. He brought out Carlton, too, right?
Yes, Carlton came out and
Alfonso
did his dance.
Riviera.
Yes. Then suddenly what happens is you're like, wow, you know what? This sounded like a cute idea, but man, when it started happening, it was just his kid rapping. I thought to myself... I like Will Smith. I don't give a rat about the kid. The kid can't carry this song by himself. And then luckily we get a bit more Will Smith, and suddenly we love the performance because his kid's being muted. That is my metaphoric whatever you want to call it, review of After Earth. You get Will Smith, and you're like, hey, you know, this is kind of decent.
We like Will Smith. You're right.
And what's awesome about the marketing of the movie After Earth, you notice when they market it, they don't let you know who wrote and directed it. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who wrote and directed this movie?
Will Smith.
M. Night
Shyamalan?
Yes! Now, remember when an M. Night movie came out? It was a big event.
Yeah.
They barely showed you anything except for one star's name and then M. Night. Mm-hmm. And everybody got excited.
Yep.
He's really blown that. He's blown all credibility. I believe The Happening was probably the nail in the coffin as far as his credibility as a writer, director. This movie is an M. Night movie, written by him, directed by him. You wouldn't know it from the trailers. But then once you start watching the movie, these ideas that pop in this guy's head, who has an unlimited checkbook or somebody's bank account he's hacked into, he's able to do whatever he wants. And if you're not a big fan of the initial idea of his film, you are in for a very long journey because he never gives up. A lot of people said that Unbreakable was unbearable. I say, no way. Unbreakable was the greatest origin story of a superhero not taken from a comic book. The guy could be a genius if he gets the right idea. Like a gambler can make millions if he picks the right number on the roulette table, but if he doesn't, he's a loser. Mm-hmm. M. Night has only picked about 2.5 good numbers. The rest have been complete flops and failures. This movie,
The Sixth Sense, would be the biggest one of his successes, right?
Oh, definitely. And I would say Unbreakable is just as good, if not better, in my personal opinion. And then Signs, right till the end.
No.
I was a really big fan of how that movie built everything up until the most, until basically a prime directive type, just complete contradiction of reality kicks in at the end of that movie.
I hated the movie.
Okay, fine. I tend to really like it. It'll really scare kids, man. You know, you have kids like 13 and under, you show them that movie for the first time, it's a scream fest. It's awesome. After Earth. Am I allowed to say After Birth? Can I say that?
Sure.
Okay. I would rename this title After Birth because it sounds like a great idea until you actually see what comes out when this guy decides to create. Okay?
Wow. Wow, it's the first movie placenta.
This movie has Will Smith predominantly shown in the beginning, and you're really digging it, and you like the visuals until you realize, have you seen Will Smith for the last 20 minutes?
Uh-oh.
And you're going to be asking yourself that a lot during this movie. It's just like the Graham Norton TV appearance. When Will Smith is involved right up front, it is good. When he's not, it's his kids' movie. And
is this the kid that was the star of the remake of The Karate Kid?
And not every movie could be as interesting as their attempt to remake The Karate Kid. The kid did hold his own in that movie. He really did.
Well, he was in the one, the one they were in together. What was that one?
Pursuit of Happiness.
Yes.
But again, a lot of Will Smith.
Is that the one where they cry in the bathroom stall?
And he's trying to keep the door from being opened? Yeah,
okay.
That's the one. It's sad as anything, but, you know.
Where they misspelled happiness in the title?
Well, basically.
On principle, I will not see a movie if you misspell the most important word in your own title.
As far as a scale, if you're looking for that and you like to go by my barometers, After Earth should not have come out within about a month's time of the movie Oblivion. The set pieces, all that stuff, it's way too similar. There's way too many themes that you can find parallels to between Tom Cruise and Oblivion and Will Smith and After Earth.
They're both space movies.
True. They both take place in future apocalyptic worlds of Earth, or maybe not Earth, and you're not really sure, and who's really in charge, and what's the big thing at the end?
I'm so tired. Did we talk about this already? I'm so tired of the apocalyptic future.
Well, it seems like every 10 years we get a wave of movies like this. We get a wave of these weird disaster-type movies where the world's going to end and everything's going to be horrible and terrible. That's why, again, Back to the Future 2, I will always say, brilliant, and it's happy future portrayal.
Mm-hmm.
Although we're not going to have hover converters or Jaws 16 in 2 years, but still, it's nice to watch that kind of stuff. 4 out of 10 for After Earth.
Okay. The other movie that's opening this weekend is called Now You See Me.
That is correct.
Which you saw last night, and I went to a screening of a couple of nights ago. And can I start on this one?
I would love you to.
If you like swirling cameras, if you like big movie special effects that don't make much sense, if you like unbelievable, and I mean literally not able to believe endings of movies. I don't mean like, wow, I didn't see that coming, Usual Suspects kind of ending. I mean the kind of ending where you go, what the hell was that? Then you will like this movie. But for anybody who doesn't like those things, which I find incredibly annoying at all times, you're going to hate this movie. This is one of those movies that I was looking forward to because it's about supposedly world-class magicians who use their skills as magicians to not only put on great shows, but also to rob banks and give the money to their audiences while staying one step ahead of the law. That sounds like a great plot to a movie.
No, it does. You wonder why
I would love someday to see that movie, because that's not what this movie is.
Well, because David Copperfield, didn't he walk through the Great Wall once?
Mm-hmm.
All right? And so you've probably always wondered, why does he walk into a bank vault? The Great Wall's got to be more impenetrable than a bank vault.
Yes.
So you have thought this movie could kind of open that door.
You know, I'm a fan of magic. I know some things about magic, and I know some pretty prominent magicians, and I've seen a lot of big magic shows. When you do it right, magic can be a breathtaking thing to see. When it's executed with the right personality, with the right effects, you know that there isn't really a leopard in the cage with the blonde at the same time. But for a second, you're willing to suspend disbelief because you're seeing it on stage and they're actually performing it live. I think part of the problem with this movie is anytime you make a movie about that, we're also used to movie magic, special effects, and now CGI. And in this movie, you don't get enough of magic as you would see it in a theater.
Because they're using actors and not magicians.
And they're using way too much CGI.
Not just actors, because if you went to see The Prestige, that was a movie about magicians.
Oh, yeah.
That was very, very well done, because they're actually doing magic tricks, not movie magic. Suddenly a character floats in this movie. Wait a second, how did you float? At another point in this movie, three of the, quote, heroes, unquote, of this movie run to get away from the police and jump off the edge of a building and disappear. That's not magic. That's a movie magic stunt.
It's almost a superhero stunt, and it makes me wonder how they shave.
Now, I will tell you, Jesse Eisenberg, I like him as an actor. But he has to stop playing the Facebook character in every movie. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. I'm biting my tongue waiting.
The dialogue in this movie is written for him, and he delivers it in exactly the same way he did every Mark Zuckerberg speech in The Social Network.
Kind of like his lookalike, Michael Cera. It's in most of
only
the movies.
Only Michael Cera does it without any confidence.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. You've got Woody Harrelson. Jesse Eisenberg plays one of the magicians. Woody Harrelson is another one who's a mentalist who hypnotizes people. And Frank and I are both in the same boat about hypnosis being BS. But Woody Harrelson, I think, is outstanding in the movie in the role, because he does the most of anybody in the movie with his part and gets some laughs and good character. I'm willing to go along with that. In the real world, I know there's no such thing as hypnosis. I'm willing to go along with hypnosis in a movie, because I'll play your game. If you tell me what your rules are, I will play your game. Fine, that's okay. You have Isla Fisher as another illusionist who pulls off a rather impressive stunt early in the movie and then later is really not part of the plot anymore.
Well, she's attractive.
Yeah, she is.
She plays that part.
Okay.
She's the hottest one in the movie.
And you've got a fourth guy whose name I don't know, but he is this movie's Ernie Hudson. You know who Ernie Hudson is?
No.
He's the fourth Ghostbuster.
He's the black Ghostbuster.
He's Winston. Right. He's Winston. That's the guy played by Common, isn't it? Isn't the guy played by Common in that movie?
Is that him? No.
No, I'm getting
Dave,
confused.
It's Dave something or other. Common plays one of the cops.
Dave Franco. You're talking about James Franco's brother.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yes.
I'll take your word for it. We're never going to hear from this guy again. he does nothing in the movie. Then you have Mark Ruffalo as an FBI agent who is the stupidest FBI agent ever put on film, with the quickest temper and the worst decision-making you've ever seen. You've got a French woman who's from Interpol who's involved in the investigation. You've got Morgan Freeman. You've got Michael Caine.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you think with those names.
Sounds like a really... So you can imagine how I was looking forward to this movie. I love magic. I like all of these people who I'm talking about. They're all good actors. It's a hell of a cast. I know part of the story. I'm really looking forward to this. I'm here to tell you I wish I had never seen this movie or heard about it in the first place. It is a complete waste of time. If they had stayed with just showing us the kind of tricks these magicians did, as they do in the first 20 to 25 minutes of the movie, and then turned the projector off, I could have walked out of there and said, hey, that was pretty good.
So if the movie had been the movie trailer extended a bit, you'd be a happier guy.
If it had stuck to that concept that I explained to you, that would be a good movie. They didn't make that movie. Somewhere about the halfway or two-thirds point, they decide, we need a car chase. You don't need a car chase in a movie about magicians. You don't need stunts on the top of buildings. You don't need special effects with people floating. Michael Caine's character disappears halfway through the movie. You never see him again. They never refer to him again. Stuff goes on in this movie that would never have gone on in the reality of this movie. I'm not talking about real life.
Right.
I'm talking about in the reality of this movie.
In the established reality they give you at the beginning, you expect it to stay through.
And the ending of the movie is the most ludicrous ending to a movie I have seen. And we have dissed some movies already this year, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we have.
This is the most disappointing movie of 2013 for me.
So this is a heavier blow of disappointment than Die Hard 5.
Big time.
Okay.
Now, I will tell you, in the car on the way home, my wife went to the screening with me, and I said, I think I might have to give this a 3 out of 10. She said, you're being too generous.
Whoa.
She wants to give it a 0. But I'm giving it a 3 only because of the actors who are in it and a couple of the things in the first 20 minutes.
43% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Right. I'm glad you said what you did. All right. 3 out of 10, and you're giving it to the credibility of the actors. There's one clip that I've got to showcase that, to me, is the reason why I might be more generous than you on the rating of this film.
Okay. You brought a clip with you?
I did bring a clip because, to me, this is what makes the film.
You want to set it up?
No, I don't. This is what makes the movie what it is for me. Here we go.
What is your role with them?
Role?
Yes, you seem to know everything about them, what they're going to do, where they're going to be.
This is a magic trick, Mr. Tesla. Played out on a global scale. You, sir, are the abracadabra. The distraction while they set up the real trick.
I was a $140 million distraction?
Yes. And that very ego that got you involved with them in the first place is what keeps you from seeing that. Whatever this grand trick is, it was designed a long time ago. And I believe that what's about to follow is really going to amaze. So I suggest you sit back and enjoy your front row seat.
That makes it sound like I want to see the movie again. Yes.
I'm going to throw it to you like this. One word. Cockiness. The cockiness of the actors in this movie, when played perfectly well by people that know what they're doing, like you said, Jesse Eisenberg, he can play a cocky guy in the right scenario, right situation. It's the Top Gun thing. It's the fact that Top Gun blows as a movie, but it's the over, not backing down cockiness of the guys in each other's faces, right? No one wants to back down. Playground rules. They're going to keep going and keep fronting off something they don't really know how to back up. In this movie, I love the self-assured attitude of the people that we see more than any others. I was not a big fan of the magicians you mentioned are known as the Four Horsemen. This movie should have been named differently. It should not have been called Now You See Me. You mentioned Mr. Ruffalo. Mark
Ruffalo.
Okay. My kids see him 2 seconds later. Hey, Dad, it's the Incredible Hulk. Yes, you're right. And as I'm watching, I'm like, well, you know what? He's actually playing the exact same role he did in the Avengers as Banner in this movie. He's all disheveled. He's always kind of, you know, always getting angry.
He always plays that.
I'm just saying, though, yeah. That's the way the guy played it. And so as I'm watching it and I'm continuing to see it unfold, his character's name is Dylan. This movie should have been called Dylan versus the Magicians, because this movie is more about his character following and trying to track these guys down, going to Morgan Freeman for advice, because Morgan Freeman likes to debunk magicians. It was more his movie than it was the movie of the Four Horsemen and these magicians. I felt betrayed by the trailer, same as you did, because I thought it was going to be centered around magic, magicians. I was hoping they wouldn't show us too much of how they did the trick, but whenever they were going to show us, I wanted it to be what it wasn't. I wanted it to be like an Ocean's movie, just done perfectly.
Exactly.
Right. And that's
exactly
failed.
What I thought it was going to be. When I heard the plot, magicians who also rob banks and give the money to their audience, there's got to be some other angle to that. I thought this is going to be like Danny Ocean and his gang ripping off the Bellagio in the first movie, Ocean's 11.
Yeah, and then when you see them rip it off, you're like, oh, wow, I think I know how they did that, but I'm not sure. And then Soderbergh was a genius on how he showed us how they really pulled off the heist.
Yep.
Without it being this big, dramatic dun-dun-dun, they just kind of did it very fluidly, and it worked. And Ocean's 12, without spoiling too much, the entire movie is one long con. The entire film is BS on purpose because they needed to do it that way. third movie's a revenge movie, but whatever. I wanted another movie like that. I wanted that feeling, and yep. I figured that's what we were going to get.
You know what this reminded me of? Have you seen that show, Leverage, that has Timothy Hutton?
I've caught a bit of it, yeah.
Timothy Hutton and a gang of con men. It's been on the USA, I think, for like 5 or 6 years. And they're all criminal con men, but they never rip off somebody innocent. They only rip off people who deserve it. And it's kind of like Mission Impossible in terms of the stunts that they pull against people. There's, you know, the woman who can get into tight spaces, the computer expert who can hack into anything.
It's like the
tough guy who
like
can do anything.
A-team.
Well, more Mission Impossible because of the way they pull off their stunts. That's what this movie seemed like they were going for, that same kind of feel. But again, they missed the target completely. And yet, some of the overacting by some of the people in this movie fits right in with that. Now, I will say this about that clip you just played. Couldn't you listen to Morgan Freeman and Michael Caine talk
yes.
all day long?
In the phone book.
If they could get, you know, these guys are 75 and 80 years old. Put these two guys in chairs and let them just talk for an hour and a half. I'll pay $10 to see that.
No, I'll tell you what. I'll pay $20 if you go with an idea where I don't know when people retire in this certain profession. You do just the right courtroom movie. And you have those two guys as opposing forces in a courtroom.
Yeah.
That's a great courtroom movie.
Good idea.
That's a brilliant idea. We should start writing it, man. I'm serious. Do it now before they both fall asleep. Tell me when you watched it, you weren't waiting for him to nod off. Come on. You were waiting for a little Morgan Freeman nod off action every once in a while.
You're right.
Disrespect to Michael Caine because his character is, it's like watching The Dark Knight Rises again. He's in it. It's great. And then where'd he go?
Yeah.
He just disappears.
Yeah.
I will say this, you covered everything. Well, I will say that you're right when it comes to the ending of Now You See Me. It's not a Kaiser Soze Usual Suspects kind of ending. It's just an ending where you're like, wow, really? Really? You just had to come up with something.
But it's worse than really. It's really? That was stupid. That was stupid. That an ending that came out of nowhere.
Right. And when you watch that now, we've talked about this before. Doesn't ending sometimes negate the need to ever see the film again? In this case, that ending, I don't have any interest in seeing this movie ever again. Because once they pull that card on you at the end, you're like, okay, well, that goes all the heightened suspense they wanted me to feel the entire time.
Yeah.
I'm going, okay, I gave After Earth a 4 out of 10. I'm giving this, we've never agreed like this before, but now that we've talked and gone back and forth, I'm sorry. I'm going 3.5 out of 10. All right? We're close to agreeing.
All right.
Both films.
We both agree.
Weekend.
Neither one of these movies is worth your money this weekend.
Yeah.
No. It's
After Earth got 13% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, no,
wow.
After Earth.
People really hate that.
Yes.
I forgot to mention the accent. Will Smith does an accent for no reason whatsoever, and there is no impersonating this accent. I could never do it.
Now, do you blame him, or do you blame M. Night Shyamalan, who's the director?
And writer. I blame him. M. Night's fault, because he's not only the guy who wrote it, but he's directing it, so he's coaching on the words he's written.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I would blame the director. Will Smith is proven, and I'm glad I mentioned Hancock earlier, because that's a movie that, if you've never seen, it is so much fun to watch. Plus, Jason Bateman is in it, and he plays Jason Bateman, which is always fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like stuff like that. Will Smith has proven the guy can act. M. Night, the guy must have something on somebody, because he'll still get good name actors to just do terrible films. The Happening. Oh, my. The Lady in the Water? Really? Paul Giamatti sludging through that? It was just terrible.
Terrible.
I think this is a terrible weekend for brand new films. Luckily, last weekend, we had some good contenders pop up. So, not a waste of your money to go see a movie. Or maybe you just, you know, hit the red box, do your thing. There's a couple decent things out, you know. That kind of stuff.
I would say if you want to see a movie with great special effects instead of After Earth or Now You See Me, go see that new Star Trek movie.
Star Trek Into Darkness, or if you're slow on getting out, Iron Man 3 still definitely packing a serious, serious punch,
yes.
Man. For real. That does the movie. And you want to talk about some concerts?
Yeah.
Clubs? All right, cool. If you want to go see a concert, here's a couple options for you. Tonight, Pokey Lafarge will be over at the Casa Loma Ballroom. The Hot Liquors will be at Heavy Anchor. There Is No Mountain on stage at Foam Coffee and Beer. James Murphy at 2720 Cherokee. The Dead Confederate at the Old Rock House. Fresco Kane is at Plush. Dave Alvin over at Off-Broadway. Hunter Hunted at the Firebird. DJ Funky Leroy will be at the Gramophone tonight under the Willow at Demo. Hazmat on stage at Lemons. Butch Moore and Fat Pocket playing over at the Broadway Oyster Bar, and I Kill Giants will be playing the Rad Skeller. Tomorrow night, we've got a band so nice, they're going to play twice, Henry's Humans twice, tomorrow, noon to 4 at the St. Charles Harley-Davidson on Highway 70 in Cave Springs, then Shea, Maryland in Alton, Illinois from 8 to midnight. No matter what side of the river you're on, you can get hooked up with Henry's Humans. Saturday, also Sunvolt, very cool band playing the pageant. Limp Bizkit are going to be in town.
Oh, yeah.
Pops.
They're back together?
Yeah, they're back together. I wonder at what angle Fred Durst has his hat tilted. The Wigs will be at the Firebird tomorrow. Brainchild at Old Rock House. Bald Eagle and the Union Rags will be at Off-Broadway. Glass Cloud at the Foo Bar. Doughboy and Yak Boy are playing at the Gramophone. The Daggers are at Lemons.
Is that two different bands or is that one group? Doughboy and Yak Boy.
Doughboy and Rack Boy.
Are they DJs?
No, Doughboy and Yak Boy are two separate acts.
Oh,
together,
man.
Finally.
Finally, on the same bill. the show you've been clamoring for, Internet. Yeah. We finally were able to book them on the same
bounce
night.
Around the city in two different places all the time. We finally got them.
It was
so hard, yeah.
So we got the Daggers at Lemons, the Box Cutters at the Way Out Club, Mingo Fish Trap will be playing at the Broadway Oyster Bar, Killing Vegas at Patrick's, Farmer Jason at the Tower Grove Market, doing a free show on Washington Avenue tomorrow night. The Hobo Sexuals will be out for everyone to enjoy. And if you've got $15 to $125, of course, at the,
Scott Trade.
Okay, yeah. LL Cool J, Ice Cube, Public Enemy. How cool is that?
My old friends.
Yes, good stuff. And last.
We all went to school together.
But not least. Really? You and LL?
All of them.
For real?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, Flava Flav and I used to hang.
Nice. I got five shows. Four are real. One is fake. Let's see if you guys can decide.
I was the power in Fight the Power.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Any rivalries I should know about?
No.
No? You were good on both coasts?
Okay. I just want to give a shout out to Radio Raheem right now. go ahead.
All right. Roadkill.
He used to be on KC, didn't he?
He had a Casio around your neck, right?
Yeah. He read Lonesome Dove on the air, too.
A Casio calculator watch.
What did you say?
He read Lonesome Dove on the air, too, at some point. Radio Raheem.
Inside
Radio Raheem.
Wow.
Right now.
That was good.
He was a little Pink Floyd.
All right, go ahead. You have five bands here. One of them is fake. We have to figure out the one.
All right. Roadkill Ghost Choir. Friday at the Old Rock House. Love Bucket, Saturday at Cicero's. Digi's Christ Super Drum, Friday at the Way Out Club. Yo Mama's Big Fat Booty Band, Saturday at the Old Rock House. Wish Boners, Friday at Lemons.
Hey, Dan liked that one so much, I think he's going to choose
I'm going to go with Wish Boners.
Yeah, Wish Boners.
I'm that seems obvious, but I actually have two choices here. I like the Big Fat Booty Band.
Yo Mama's Big Fat Booty Band.
My other choice would have been the Digi, whatever.
Yeah, the first one.
Digi's Christ Super Drum.
Yeah, that one.
I'm going with the Big Fat Booty Band.
But I'm going with Wishbone. What is it?
Wishboners.
Wishboners.
All right, here we go. I really have to get better on my creativity because Wishboners, absolutely fake. But I stumped Paul Harris, which is awesome. Cannot believe I did that. Wishboners, absolutely fake. You can use it if you want to. Give me credit in the liner notes. This will do it for me. I'll talk to you next week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Thank you, Joe. Nice job. Brought to you by Auric Home Centers, seven of them in the St. Louis area, all locally owned and operated, all also online at auric.com.
Let's see how traffic's moving along on this Friday afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, they cleared that accident northbound 170 near North Hanley. Now, you're still running a little bit slow in pockets from about 70 up through 270. We've got a new accident up in the St. Charles County, St. Peter's area. It's at Mexico Road at Old Salt Lick. Looks like we also have some slow traffic now eastbound 64 from about Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270 is really not that bad for a Friday afternoon. It slows south of the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64 still looks pretty decent. Hampton through McCausland. Little heavy 270 through Mason. You do find slow pockets from Clarkson to about Boone's Crossing and then from the Spirit overpass to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Your stomach doesn't care what time it is. After 9 p.m., Applebee's becomes the bees with half-price appetizers and drink specials. It's late night, done right. See you tomorrow. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. the KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
So you ask, what exactly is Broadway Ford Truck Centers? Broadway Ford Truck Centers is a full-line Ford truck store. Not only will you find Ford commercial vehicles at Broadway Ford Truck Centers, you'll find a full line of truck and SUVs for personal use. Broadway Ford Truck Centers has any vehicle you might need for your business. Unlike others who will sell you what they think you want, Broadway Ford Truck Centers will take the time to look at your business, what the truck will be doing for you to make sure that it'll do the job you need it to do. Broadway Ford Truck Centers is a Ford Business Network preferred dealer. Well, that means they're trained specifically to sell and service Ford commercial vehicles. Bottom line, Broadway Ford Truck Centers has the trucks that are the solution to your unique business needs. Stop by Broadway Ford Truck Centers at 1506 South 7th in the Soulard Market area, or check them out on the web at BroadwayTruck.com.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-400-0179. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-400-0179. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-400-0179.
This is Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show. I want to suggest that when you once again try to walk out on that rickety old deck that looks like it's going to rot away, you call Outdoor Living and get somebody to take a look at that thing before someone gets hurt. At Outdoor Living, you'll get some new ideas. Look at some of the new materials and get an estimate on installation or just the materials if you want to build it yourself. And they'll show you how. Or why not have a deck added on if you don't have one? It'll add beauty, value, and usable space to your home. The folks at Outdoor Living and their beautiful new Just Hose It Off and Forget It materials will make your outdoor living a joy that will last forever. Give them a call at 314-966-3325 or visit them at their beautiful showroom right there at Big Bend and I-44. The website is OutdoorLivingInc.com. Don't waste another summer without a visit to the folks who built my deck. Outdoor Living.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on, a foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack, the original. PermaJack, solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
The average roller coaster travels at speeds around 70 miles per hour and has at least six devices to keep you safe. Three different wheels to keep it secured to the track, a lap restraint, side bars, and a shoulder harness. It goes up hills, around sharp corners, and even upside down. You'd be crazy to ride it without all that stuff. About as crazy as not wearing your seatbelt in your car. Buckle up and arrive alive.
Blink it or ticket. Day and night.
A message from the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
This week on Real Estate Radio.
Has the big bad bank told you no? Find out how you could turn that no into a yes.
Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thanks, Frank. I remember a couple of jokes years and years ago that people would tell, and they were about older people. And somewhere in the joke, it was about a guy who met a woman and says, and she still had all her own teeth, which is sort of a way of saying that, you know, she really wasn't that old. She was young enough to have her own teeth. Because I'm going to tell you, a generation or two back, it's like every other person who was over 60 had false teeth. There were jars with false teeth in them. Remember, we go to your grandparents' house, there's his teeth, her teeth on each side of the bed and a glass of water. It's disgusting looking. That used to happen a lot because I think the dental care was certainly not what it is now. And then you have people who eventually lost their teeth because they didn't take care of them. And they didn't take care of them because they were afraid to go to the dentist. They hated it, so they just didn't go. No reason for that anymore. I can tell you after 39 years as a patient, Ballast Dental Care puts an end to that anxiety and that fear. Rest is up to you. Make an appointment. They'd love to have you as a new patient. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland
segment. Whoa. That's not how we do this.
It was rushed there.
It was?
That was like the most relaxed.
Casual. Okay. Oh, man. Sorry.
I mean, I know you got issues in your life, but come on, man.
Wow. Okay.
I want to see that, like, 13 L's at the beginning of that.
Okay.
Line.
All right.
Hold on.
I refuse to go on now.
I know. I'm embarrassed for you, Bill.
You want to start it over?
Yeah. Start over. Go ahead and start.
Should I call back in?
No.
Can I stay on the
we'll edit this stuff out.
Okay. Live! Is that better?
Much better.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by LeClede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
There you go.
All right. And let's all just remember, if my material sucks today, it's all because of that introduction.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry, Bill. Let's all keep that in mind.
Okay.
Well, all right, keeping up with the Kardashians, porn parody is now in the works. Yeah, the actress playing Kim Kardashian is going to use a butt double. It's not a stand-in. They'll use the butts of two women to make it look as big as Kim.
Oh. Isn't a Kardashian porn parody redundant?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, anymore. I suppose you're correct. There's a new poll out. Finds that crying children are the worst airplane passengers. Yeah. Second worst airplane passengers, people that try to make their underwear explode.
No, yeah, I'd say they're up there.
Yeah. Well, that introduction really screwed up my
I know, man.
Sorry, Bill.
Experts say the Chinese have ambitions to outdo both the United States and Russia in outer space. That's kind of scary. A Chinese space mission, although it's pretty much just like one of ours, except, you know, they put soy sauce in their tank.
Yeah, you said meshing.
Oh, man.
Why?
No, it's not going to help it now.
And finally, finally on my last day, polls say that Hillary Clinton is now the front runner to be the next president. And she hasn't made an announcement, but I understand they've already ordered a bunch of 2016 campaign pantsuits.
No.
Ready to go. Bill Cleveland segment. Oh, this really stuck today, didn't it?
Yeah, sorry, Bill.
Happy Friday. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by LeClede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill. Don't forget he's on his trivia show Saturday nights from 9 to midnight here on the Big 550. And I'll be back with the Harris Challenge right after the 5 o'clock news.
And we are going to go live.
live to Tim Weiland.
Oh, sure. Play it up for him.
Traffic.
Guess who Dan likes?
Wow. Hey, everybody. Guess what the traffic's doing today? All right. No. Hey, we've just got a little serious note here. We got a person that's been struck at Pennsylvania and Mallard. We also have that accident that is up at Mexico Road at Old Salt Lick. And then westbound 70, looks like we're slowing 272, the Blanchette Bridge. A little bit heavy as you're going through a little west of 370 through Mid River Small Drive. Westbound 64, looks like we're heavy out in Chesterfield Valley in pockets from Clarkson to the Boone Bridge. It's heavy 94 to a little bit west of K. And eastbound 270, not that bad at all, just a little heavy midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through 170. And this report's brought to you by Qdoba. It's graduation season, and Qdoba's catering is the perfect fit. Let them focus on the food so you could focus on that special grad. Call 888-QDOBA to go today and learn more about their fresh-made catering options. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, folks. This is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch It and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch It and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
Hi, I'm Tom Barron, owner of Barron Mirror Glass and Door, St. Louis's finest, most custom mirror, glass, and shower door company. We have recently moved off of Manchester Road, so don't look for us there. We're out in the valley, just two blocks from Long Road and Chesterfield Airport Road. Our new showroom is awesome. If you're an educated consumer, our showroom is a must-see. We have kept our old phone number, and we haven't changed our website, barronmirror.com. Remember, we have the basics all the way up to the elite. Barron Mirror Glass and Door can't be beat.
Hessler's Pub and Grill is known for their wings, burgers, and more.
Why?
Find out for yourself at Hessler's Pub and Grill, 11804 Tesson Ferry Road, online at hesslerspubandgrill.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson.
We've had four firefighters become lost. We've located all four.
A Houston, Texas fire official amid a fatal disaster for first responders in the line of duty. A big five-alarm building fire in southwest Houston has taken four lives, five others injured, all of them firefighters. A motel and sports bar.